Yeah, baby, what we on tonight, you know?
Oh, shit.
Idiot.
I didn't even hear. I told you I can't remember shit. I don't know why.
I don't think I love you, man. I just want some dick shit, you know? Hey, I met a girl named, her name was Victoria, big bunda. She's looking real, real nice. Slap her on the ass, she call me daddy. Fuck her in the back, suck it on this dick. Fuck it on this wood, fuck it on the back. Baby, she said this is too much. I'm passing on to D2.
I see this girl. Put my hands on her waist. I'm kissing her neck.
Kissing her what?
Her ass is on my dick. Winding down.
What?
It's wicked and sexy.
Wicked and sexy.
For that night only. I'm like, oh, do you see the engine? I never stop. Till I bring her friend. I'm kissing her neck.
Kissing her neck.
I'm kissing her tummy. I lick her nipples.
Lick her nipples.
Never enough.
Yeah, I licked her nipples. I licked her nipples. Like Kamiko, it was so simple. To get her was just so simple. Actually, fuck this, we're deleting this recording because I don't want her to start vexing at me. You feel me? My name is Sivon, do not test me. I will fuck your mommy, my friends, Brian, Pelumi, and Inni. Oh yeah, we will mess you up like Tini. Yeah, my Shalama, I look at Shema Sini. I love my Fini, do not touch me. Brian, I said do not touch me. You are vexing me. I will fuck you up. I will mess you up. We're about to enter the gate. Yeah, what took you long to open the goddamn gate? I know you were the one that ironed my clothes, but what the fuck took you long to open this gate, nigga?
Let's go. The cool vibes.
Let me out of this one, nigga.
Fuck you guys, bro. What the fuck?
God.
It's episode 6. It's the season finale. I don't know. It's been crazy, Shaggy. I can't believe it's 6 episodes already. It's been like a month and 2 weeks now.
I honestly don't have anything to say, you know.
Let me don't lie. It has been very, 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 very quick, Sha. Very quick 6 weeks. Same than I don't know. Just let it be.
I like the speed of this year. Let summer just come.
I just realized that summer is actually like 2 to 3 months away. I didn't even clock it. I mean, so full that I'm like, oh, God.
You guys, disclaimer. Somebody's Wi-Fi like connection isn't that good, so you might not hear somebody.
That's been true. Tammy is off probation for that comeback, you know.
Yeah.
Because this is the final episode of the season. Anyway, I know this episode, we're just going to talk about the podcast in general, what we started. It's our best episodes. Some of the hard things we had to do. Let's get to recap of the season.
But Brian, let's talk about like one topic before we like do that. Do you guys?
How much topic is that now?
So like the topic was like I thought of Tammy. I basically told you guys, but the topic is your experience, like not sexual experience, so like your genuine experience of secondary school. Like, what was your experience? Like, what did you gain?
Man, guys, secondary school was like, I haven't been in secondary school in over a year, you know. That was so, those days, back in the days, you know.
Shut up.
I don't know who's making this guy feel so big. Is it not in June that you just graduated?
Guy, which guy? That was last year. I don't know what you're talking about. I've known secondary school
last year. But it hasn't been up to a year.
Guys, it's not up to a year. Last year, 2020. I was in secondary school last year. That's all I know, Sha. It's been up to a year now. I'm just like,
it's not up to
a year. Like, feels like forever ago. You know, feels like yesterday I was waking up by 5 to get wearing my school uniform, going to school to go and get distracted by GSL girls. You know, just
and I never got distracted by GSL.
Nobody did distract me from my book.
I was always focused on my studies.
God punish you for that lie.
I was always focused on my studies. What are you going about?
You went to go and mislead some people's daughters. That's what you are.
That's a lie. I'm telling you, that's a lie.
Pelumi.
See,
Fury, Anthony, Pelumi was the man of the babes. I'm even
Pelumi, you know your nickname now. You know your nickname. I'm telling you,
that Brand is lying. Brand is really, really lying.
Pelulu, that's what he's calling.
Pelumi is the one and only. This is called Pelulu.
Oh, Fury, don't do this. Fury, don't do this.
I wish this was a video podcast. I'll show them the picture.
Fury, don't do this. Yeah. Okay,
Fury, I'm telling you that in that year, San Antonio, year 11, Pelumi was man of the beats. When you come to school, you just see beeps around.
Guys, I just like to have a look at it. Like, was in year 11, I was so to myself. Like,
I was so to myself.
I was so to myself.
That's
guys, English is horrible.
The English is correct. What are you going about? I was so to myself.
I was so to
I was so to myself.
Okay, we know they argue with you.
Why don't I give it to you?
Sure.
Honestly.
I was to myself.
See, that statement just proves who focused in school and who were distracted by boobs.
But at the end of the day, what did I get in English?
Okay.
In fact, tell me,
you could have been winning the IGCSE.
No, they are very tell me, what did you get in English? You want to tell them?
I got an A.
Wow. So spectacular.
Yeah. Very, very, very spectacular. So I don't know. I think I focused in writing.
If there was English oral, you'd have got that'd be a C.
I strongly disagree.
Pelumi did English second language. Pelumi girl would not be talking about that.
All of you are very silly. It's not your fault. I battled physics, so all these things you are telling me, I don't care.
It's physics. We're talking about English. What's our business with physics?
Let me tell you my point on why I brought up physics. I didn't have time to be focusing on English, and I still got an A. I was putting all my mind to physics.
But is there that anyone physics. That just focus on English? That's it.
That's my
experience. English is one of those things that if you're good at it, you're good at it.
If you do physics, I'm not tripping.
Yeah. The only science I didn't do was bio. God would punish that biology.
Same. I love biology. I did care about physics.
I left biology
a long time ago. It's in the past, and it will never come back to the present.
Biology is too broad. It's way too broad.
Yes.
Now we're talking about subjects too much. Basic secondary experience.
Okay, you know what I want to say is year 11. That IGCSE taught me something because when I was doing IG, I already knew I was coming to Canada, right? So at the back of my mind, I was thinking, I don't need this for shit. I don't need this for anything. So I could have just not cared at all, right? Just for me to get here, then realize because I skipped grade 11, so I'm in grade 12 now. So if I didn't do... So let's say I fucked around with my IGs and I was doing play. I wouldn't have been able to get into any university because the grades they sent to my unis were my IGs. So imagine when people are playing me, I went to join them. I was doing play because I said, oh, I'm going to Canada. That's how now I'll be looking for university. I'll be looking at Brock.
Brock. Sounds like a day
school. I don't know. See, now, for me, I didn't even need my IGs. Like, that's like... It's like... I always say this in distinction for nothing because I generally think I didn't need it for anything. But then I'll say is that if you it's like
I'm happy with my result, child.
Yeah, I'm happy with my result. Nigerian secondary school just I say it prepared me for the workload I have now since I'm in college. Like if I survive, just honestly, yeah, like that secondary school work is like I find it harder than college work.
It's too much all at once.
Yes, all out. Everything
now,
all at once.
Now you have
now it's spread
more
out.
Time. You have,
yeah,
more,
you have
time.
More time. Yeah. It's still demanding, but like at least it's spread out. Like it's planned. Those sequences, they don't give you homework when they feel like. But so my year 11 experience, I'd say year 11 was my best year in general. Of course it was. What do you mean by that?
Of course, it was
year 11 or year 10. I don't even know.
Of course, year 11 was your best experience.
What was year 11 my best experience? I don't know.
Dominoes.
Actually, yeah. In general, last year was a good year.
Last year was a good year for me.
If you saw me, you would not know this boy has exam. I'm telling you.
Year 11 was my worst year. No.
Yellen was the best year because of freedom. And we were like, just freedom.
Yeah, like so much freedom. Even though I went to Hostelu,
I enjoyed Hostel, guy.
That was the first time I became a boarder.
Yeah,
that was where I wisened up. I realized you cannot leave food lying around, it will disappear. People are rats calling themselves humans.
It's not a lie.
That thing will make you wise up. You'll see guys planning.
Guys, Fury, if you think your hostel was bad, God, we'll be insulting each other using Google. God.
There's one thing about hostel, it teaches you business sense, trading.
True.
You say,
give me your dinner
tomorrow. Give me your dinner. If you give me this, your car bring down, I'll give you my egg for the next 2 days.
Yeah, no problem. In fact, give me your rice and your father today. Wednesday, I'll give you
Amala.
Guy, give me your chicken for today. The jollof rice I don't like. I used to have
4 regular people every Monday. I'll say, oh yeah, let's go. Chicken. I'll now have 4 chicken. At the point, I just stop collecting the rice. I'll just chow the chicken and I'll say, I'm good.
Damn. But can't lie, I didn't enjoy year 11 like that. To me, I won't even lie. Year 11 was different for me.
You know, sometimes I feel bad that our school ended in year 11 and people are in year 12.
Like, what do you mean? That's basically the same
grade as us, but then that's still in secondary school. I don't know, I just value from
you. I don't really, is it really year 12? I don't know what they call it year 12, them don't lie. I don't know what they call it year 12.
Well, it depends where you are, to be fair.
It's basically accelerated in levels, to be fair. That year 12 is basically
Pelumi just loves adding grammar, accelerated.
Guy like adding my.
But it's true now, it's accelerated now.
Oh, God, Femo.
Accelerated is levels now. I don't know which one is grammar there. I don't know.
There was no need for that accelerator. I don't understand.
It was just clarifying the audience.
Guy, which audience? Pelumi just wants you to know he got in that English.
Honestly,
he just wants to must let you know. I think like 4 episodes, he has mentioned what did I get in IGCS English.
Yes, it must be known.
You know those people?
It really must be known.
Normally, they do rubbish. So the one time they do well.
They are very silly.
We must know.
But can't lie. I won't lie. I feel that physics once. I said I must wise him up.
Name me expose Pelumi. That will still. Pelumi be on his laptop on house party with babes. Even used to go upstairs to one junior room that's empty. He will put on the AC. He'll be on house party with babes at night.
Well, at the end of the day.
Your mates are preparing for exam.
At the end of the day. It's the light I saw.
I feel like at that time there was too much pressure for what the exam actually was.
Yes.
Like there was too much pressure. I guess. But at least now if I show my results.
See anyway, that year 11, there's one way to describe it. Kanji mixed with exam tension.
Nope. Kanji didn't do me doing exam. Let me just say
Kondi did me outside school.
Brand is only you. School. See, Kondi did not do me doing exams.
In that year 11, Kondi was flowing in that year 11. I was celebrating year 11, so it's not me that Kondi was there. But Kondi was...
God punish you.
What?
Guy, I've been celebrating since I left secondary school. Maybe just some kissing. That's it. Nothing deep.
Don't let me even talk
to somebody. I'm wearing my cross right now. You can't
hear me. Why is life for you? See, like, coach, you
even yeah, 11 is when my eyes open to alcohol. I said, I'm not doing a game. Mistakes that you should never make.
That's the one touched alcohol. That one turned to Calabar Dancer. I've never in my life slipped before. It's even drunk. Brian, what was the joke with you two daddy? That's even turned mad.
The boy just drank Smirnoff. It was just Smirnoff.
Smirnoff. I think I'm in very, very good drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm a very, very good.
See, I think so far, minus 10 years for my life, my drinking. If I'm just to budget it and just calculate, I think I'm minus 10 years with my drinking.
You guys should drive. You guys, I recommend drive while you're high.
What?
You'll see somebody. You'll see highway to heaven.
Whichever. I haven't given them the benefit of the doubt.
I did not die.
So basically, what we're going to do is like we'll rate all the episodes we've done, talk about favorite moments in this whole podcast, like the whole season. And yeah, so what do you guys rate the first ever episode, like intro, the first one?
Can I get down? I just get down a 10 to me. Because that was just the best.
I'll genuinely give that a 7, and I'll tell you why.
I'll say the 7, but then that episode led to like everything else. So I give it a 9.
Yeah, it was a very, very good episode. But the reason why I dropped it down so much is because of the editing. Like, it was scanty as
hell. So, tell me, you dropped it down because of your shortcomings.
Oh, what? God, of mercy. I was not used to it. That was my first ever time, so I couldn't really blame myself. So let me not do myself too much. I'll give it a 9 because it was my first.
I give it a 9 because of Tammy. I give it a 9 because of Tammy's voice.
Shut the fuck up, Frey. What do you think?
I just have to confess, guys.
I completely agree with Brian.
Thank you.
Oh God. Oh, Jesus. But you guys should not forget. Tammy's ideal man. Don't forget.
You've lost this guy. She said English is part of our
criteria. I got an A.
I could violate you on here, but I just won't. I'll be a nice guy today.
Violate me, I'll violate you. It's
true. Do you know who I am? What do you want to violate?
God, hey, Jesus, life.
Everybody has chopped breakfast. Don't let them expose the meal you chopped to.
You can't expose me, Brandos. You can't expose me. Everybody knows all of my shit.
Everybody doesn't know all of your shit too.
Yes, we do. Brian, there's nothing.
Everybody just knows the recent ones. That oldies, that old favorites, that everybody forgot once we left GSL. There's nobody can ever know everything about you, bro.
I allow people to know what they need to know. What they
same need now, to everybody. Know. You tell us nobody can know everything now.
They really do not need to know. I like your relationships, but shut up. That's off for the episode. Theory, you guys said that you liked the episode because of Tammy's voice. So that's the reason.
That's actually the only reason.
You guys, so moving on to my own favorite ever one.
Favorite one. GC. Tell me favorite one.
Boys GC.
10 out of 10. 10.
10 out of 10.
And I'll say the 10. Is it 10 because of Fury's voice?
Mm-hmm. Wait, but no. See, I need to remove a 0.5. Because Pelumi, you're editing, alone.
Pelumi. Should I say why I'll give it a 10? I'll give it a 10 because I made the episode so fucking funny. Like, I made it so funny.
With your bullshit editing.
Like, the best part of that episode that everybody can clip, accelerate.
That was even in that episode your day.
That was the first one.
You didn't even know that episode.
Yeah. Shut up. Let's revert back to the first episode.
Brian,
shut up. Shut
the second
up.
Episode, up. The best part was Sivan and those incest remarks.
Ah, Sivan and his incest.
Those are the best ones about that episode.
No, it's not. It's me making everybody laugh. Shut up.
What's making everybody laugh? Are you okay?
Give me my props. I always make everybody laugh.
I don't know why
you're pushing this class clown agenda.
I don't understand, Pelumi. If you have to fight that you're funny, you're not funny, guy.
Okay. Yeah, I know I am. You don't even tell me, can't lie. But Moving on. What was the third one? Sydney.
Sydney episode. I'll give that a seven. 7.5.
Oh, would I rate that one?
I'll give it a 7.5. When I speak on this topic, sorry, it's not bad. That episode was good, but I just feel like the stories were like way too long.
Too long. I rate it seven. It was way too long.
Yeah, we just spoke too long. We didn't talk about the main topic for the episode.
I have a short attention span. So if you're saying something and you stretch it out, I lose focus. I don't even know what you're talking about again. And that episode for me, I was just bamboozled. So I'll be very honest, I didn't finish it. Because I was just lost.
I won't lie to you. I never went back to watch that thing, to listen to it. I won't even lie. Because I watched the first 30 minutes. Then I was like, then the stories just started getting too extended. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. I said, then what was the fourth one?
The fourth one is... The fourth one is Are We Popping? Yeah.
Tamlore.
And you guys, sorry, Tamilore's Wi-Fi is really bad. She's literally here, but she probably cannot hear us and we can't hear her.
She's lucky doing her homework. Just leave her alone, honestly.
Sure, are we popping?
I was so fun to do.
I think
we were just having fun on that.
Yeah,
one.
I can't remember anything.
He said, "Are we popping?" We talk about the Kanye P. We spoke about the marriage thing.
It was just casual, good conversations. Like that was it.
Yeah, you honestly felt like a group call. That's like it. Like it may not be the best one, but it was the most fun to do. Besides the boys' one, it was actually just so fun. And it went by so fast.
Lots of people have even told me that one is lucky their favorite one.
It actually went by fast as well. Like, it didn't even take us that long to record it. But I remember the first episode, it took us like 4 hours to just get that hour done. That hour, 30 minutes.
Hey, it's true.
Same with the boys one. If you know, we recorded this thing on two different days, though.
Yes, the boys one recorded it on two different days.
So the fuck up. So the fuck up. All of you are the most serious people I've ever met in my life.
Me?
Yes.
Me?
This brand two, I'm going to put you under the bus. You were the one telling us that, let's not do it this weekend.
Brian, you wanted to postpone.
Me and Freya were the ones pushing to entertain the crowd.
But it was still not bad, Sha. That's anyway.
Me and Pelumi, we are men of the people.
Yes.
We are men of the people. I'm also a man of the people. Actually, no, I'm not a man of the people, though. I don't belong to everybody. As Pelumi would say, I'm so to myself.
word.
That boy's episode, how many different time zones? Like 4 different time zones just trying to record one episode.
And it's funny how there were more people that were meant to come, but
some people pursued out.
We're talking about Unifemi. If I don't forget,
if you're most, if you can hear this, you are a bitch.
Nifsky,
Ope Ajala, you are a bitch.
No, Ope didn't drink because of that.
I'm telling you, you are believing too.
You guys should go and
Bolayo, that
basketball you're playing. Next big
that Bolayo, that basketball you're playing, I'm not going to get drafted.
That Bolayo, you're not going to get drafted.
Honestly,
Bolayo can never get drafted to. Bolayo can never get drafted to WNBA. Talk less of
Bolayo. Bolayo started five for Gawas to be dunking.
Bolayo shoots. Could have missed it.
We love you guys, but fuck you guys too.
But one last, you guys should go and look at Nifemi. That's TikTok's next big thing, though. The guy be having fun with that app.
Yes, he has. Have you seen him? I just read. When I was doing my own last year, they were mocking me.
I was probably one of them.
They were mocking me and Steven for doing TikToks.
I used to hate TikTok. I don't know why.
They used to mock me and Steven for doing TikToks.
Maybe it's because of the For You pages that people used to show me. The For You pages For You pages sex.
Carla, I suppose For You pages, like some people's TikTok pages are too, they're so blind. It's
irritating.
Just so like, okay. My TikTok is like a splash. I love my, it's like dark humor, maybe some
talking. Yeah.
There's some like funny videos. It's just so funny. Like I die.
my own, there's a lot of dark humor, racist shit,
guys. But if you saw my TikTok, you think I'm one evil person like this. You not think I'm okay.
Like sometimes I just send you guys some very random videos. You see,
yeah,
it's always from TikTok.
About TikTok. See, guys, see, there's nothing about TikTok. You'd be like, oh, I like this girl. If you go on your TikTok.
TikTok,
she's probably playing you right now.
TikTok stalks my life. They stalk my life. One minute I'm feeling sad, I'm going on TikTok. Sad. I'm feeling toxic. I'm entering a relationship. TikTok. So I'm like, is it that this TikTok is stalking my life or what? Or the TikTok has access to my SC?
Remember, I started liking TikTok when Buzzit came out. See, that Holy Trinity, Buzzit. Who's that challenge?
Megan Thee Stallion was the one that
put it was that one TikTok. That was put your Megan was on
my shoulder. Yes, that one.
That red light one.
Trend. That's why I started like
TikTok. Hold on. We are all fools.
Those are my three favorite sounds.
So this is what they're doing on this app.
Yes. Let me tell you. One time on my TikTok, they were too many like laughing videos and stuff like that. And I went and I started talking and I watched like 20 videos. So my TikTok reversed to that.
What?
I'm not lying.
What?
The way I did my TikTok, I just pressed not interested on a lot of things. Like, I was just spamming not interested. Then one day,
that really made me hit TikTok was just only Nigerians on it. They do not use the app.
Nigerians, I love seeing Nigerians that they make me laugh.
No. I'm so happy I've left Nigeria because now I don't see anything Nigerian.
Yeah, I see some, but only the really funny ones.
Yeah, I only see the ones I followed.
Yes. Oh, my God. Wait, go back. You just seen those Nigerians that they do not use TikTok. They just be videoing their poverty on the screen.
What?
And they post sound.
Brian, what? Brian,
okay. I'm currently drinking.
Don't judge people. Nobody's poverty. Everybody has money. Everybody's fighting hard.
Nobody's in poverty. You're either rich in happiness, love. Maybe you're rich in currency.
Brian. I think it's something. Please go and buy Diet Coke. There's something wrong in this drink. It's like they put bubble gum peppermint inside.
Which drink is that big?
Diet Coke.
Oh. I drink blood, guy.
See, I'm not even surprised. I can't. Did you not see this guy, Babalawo cap?
This brand is sick in the head. Did you just say you drink blood?
Yeah, legit.
It's strong.
I'm sure it's the pee blood you like.
Ah, that Coke is a scam.
This guy is too focused on this Coke.
Nah, this pee tastes horrible.
Then the fifth episode, that was the last one. I'll give down an 8.5 though. That one was good too.
I'll give it an eight. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'll give it an eight.
It was missing Tammy's voice, can't lie.
It was good. But there was something missing.
Yeah, there was something missing there.
It was good, but there was something missing.
Can't lie, you guys. I'm missing Tammy.
Should I tell you? No, I'm going to give that episode a 10.
What? Why? Because it was easy to edit.
Editing was magnificent. Nothing. And you
like boys, that's why.
That episode was magnificent. It was magnificent because it was so free.
Do you know that filming that episode, we're calling girls to join? Like, we ran out of ideas.
Olamide Fagola, God punish you if you're listening to this video. God will punish you for not picking up that call.
We postponed this thing for 2 days, yeah? I swear, we were meant to record this on Friday. We did this
thing. So then we now said Saturday. Then all of us now, and now me and Tammy now crashed.
Yeah.
And we now said Sunday.
Yes, Sunday.
All of us now hopped on FaceTime. That's how when I said shit, what the fuck are we going to do?
It's been really hard to keep this schedule for this PR, we even like, for all of us.
This season 2, we're going to take a long break. Can't lie, it's looking, we'll take a long
break. Summer!
Don't give me summer. So we're not going to do podcast till summer. That's what I'm saying.
No. Like April. We'll do an April Fool's episode.
You know, nope, summer.
Okay, we're just...
So wait, so are you telling me that we're not going to do anything? Like, this thing doesn't be bland.
We should give them behind the scenes, you. You want us to give them behind the scenes? We'll record everything, yeah, but you know, go draw. You guys, it will be worth the wait.
You know, you guys, I really think we should have a girls episode where we just gossip with like just a bunch of girls. You know,
what happened to that? We were meant to do that.
Yeah, I still, guys, let's look. You do one last episode for this. Let's do one last word.
Right, yeah.
Without Tammy on this, it doesn't feel like a season ending. Yeah, let's do one last word. We have Tammy. You have a bunch
of friends. Off one name's my head.
We have a bunch of female friends. We just
girls. Two of them will not do.
See, calm down. Three of us, we act like girls the whole. We literally mock Lagos girls and we act like Lagos girls for the whole.
Do you know what month this is?
What's March?
Apparently, it's Women's History Month. So, you know, maybe this is the time to do it.
I think this is it. See, I'm a strong part-time feminist. So, I've strongly...
Bro, shut the fuck up.
I don't believe in all that.
I am a feminist depending on the girl. I say this.
Well, see, honestly... The way feminism should be, I feel like most people.
Yeah, I don't guess. I don't like it because most people, like a lot of girls.
You guys don't get into this. Don't get into this. You regret it.
It's true.
Don't get into this.
We're not sharing our Everyone is entitled to an opinion.
Good. Would you like to talk?
What I'm saying is, and this is not even my personal opinion, I'm just saying from what I see, the way people treat feminism is that they want women to have more than men.
And but that's the way
feminism is meant to be, it's meant to be equal. Equal opportunities for men and women.
I see that. No, I feel like some that like genuine, like actual people and women that are actually fighting for like feminism and they know what it is. But I feel like some girls only even know what he actually is, like Fury said. Like you just bring it up when they want to use it to their advantage. They don't actually know what
it is. Fury Brand, that's why I was watching a video on TikTok. I don't know how that video popped up in my For You page. So I was just going to answer the video. And I said, let me just watch it because it was getting interesting. The man and the woman list the things that you think men have an advantage in. She said, the minority of the population, men are richer than women, this and that. And then the man has said, you are listing a small segment of the world of successful men. And you're saying that,
oh, yeah, I get what you're talking about.
And then the man now still listing things, said,
the way it is, even although you may think all the positives are men, when you look at the negatives,
it's also men.
So
most men are in prison. Most men are the ones that are in poverty.
Yeah, that are committing suicide, stuff like that.
Most of the men are the ones that commit suicide, but nobody speak about that one. Nobody.
Yaki, that was people.
Guys, as you guys are saying this, I was just thinking of the babe slapping me.
What happened? This guy? You said you want someone to bite your ankles now.
When did I see the guy? I don't see that one from here. I don't know about guy. I don't know what you're talking about.
If you bite ankles, Brand is looking for you.
I didn't say anything, but I do like ankles, so I will buy them.
You know how people pick and choose? It's the same thing with religion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was saying when I said bite. Yeah.
It's the same thing with religion, because a lot of people, what they use to defend some of their ideas about stuff is that, I'm a Christian. And in the Bible, this is wrong. Mm. But you're lying every day. When you are getting head, you not think, it's wrong.
The Bible never said you cannot get head, though. What are you saying, guy?
When you are fornicating.
Don't fix me free. You can't
see fornication, bro. What the hell are you going about?
Brian.
Okay. What if she's using Holy Spirit to give me...
You guys trying to defend it. Guys actually trying to defend it. Brian, you did crazy.
Okay, come back.
Lots of people are far from the path of heaven.
What if she's using holy oil to give me head?
That just means you don't respect Jesus.
Brian,
I'm asking for a friend.
I'm going to expose myself right now. Yeah, So before I like this was a while ago though.
What do I feel like? I know this is green.
Chill. You may. Like you know my chain, the cross chain. No. I never remove it, right? Mm-hmm. But a while ago, before I used to fornicate or willingly sin, I would remove this chain, then go and sin. So the cross that was on my chest, though, I'll say, let me hide it. When I'm done, I'll put it back on. And now that I think about it, it was so silly. Because it was like, wait, so if I remove the cross, does that mean Jesus is not watching me again? Like,
what? Do you guys know a fact? I don't fornicate. Wait, like
I'll have a question.
Brand, do you know I don't fornicate like that?
I have a question. I think we see this question a lot. Would you rather watch, like, your whole life with your parents, like, up to now, or watch your parents have sex every day? Or join with your parents having sex for one time.
Oh, we're not doing this. Nope.
Yes, sir.
Nope, good. You're weird as hell. No, I'm not asking that.
I'll watch my whole life with my parents.
Wait, what do you mean you watch your whole life with your parents?
Like everything you've done, even those times you're fornicated, everything, like every, even when you cheated, like in your life.
Or between that and joining in your parents, what the hell? If you pick the joining in, you have some serious problem.
Yeah, or maybe you killed somebody. I don't know, Shabba.
Because I'm seriously thinking, what could you have done that would be scarier than joining your parents?
Let me ask you.
See, no, like, if I watch that thing with my dad, I will leave with money. You gotta shake my hand.
With Brad, you have to answer this word.
Okay.
They say that you have to save your sister.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you suck your daddy's.
You're just asking some stupid questions at this point. Like stuff like this will never happen. Don't ask me stupid questions.
What if in 10 years I kidnap you and I give you these same conditions?
Don't kidnap me, please. Why would you even alive? What's wrong with the book of you?
Yeah, bro,
that's
the most hypothetical question I've ever heard.
Brian, they have a knife to Nicole's head. And they say you have to either suck your daddy's cook or you eat your mommy out. You have to do one.
At this point, I will just leave.
I'll kill myself. Yeah, what are you doing?
No, at this point, I will just leave because what the hell is this?
Killing yourself is not part of the episode.
Telling me no. Which kind of question?
Telling me you're weird as hell. This guy's putting images in my mind.
There's no image in my mind. Why is there image in your mind? Nah, for you too. Why is there image in your mind?
No, I mean, visual things. When you say something, when you say something, I imagine it.
Why you imagine it? Oh,
you say elephant. I say elephant. No, like this is weird. Can we move on? What the hell?
Imagine,
guys, I'm not talking about this again. Shut up.
Free, just imagine himself good. He's done yet.
Papa Sivon
incest.
Nah, that's Yvonne's trade. It's not like father, like son, though.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
It doesn't fall far.
That apple fell very far.
My pig, I can't kill myself. Ooh, Jesus, my chest.
So, Pelumi, right now, let's say you just died from heart attack. Do you think you can smell that heaven?
Yes, I actually do.
Pelumi, you would be going, you'll be climbing to heaven.
Should I tell you why?
Are you following him?
Should I tell you? I've not fornicated in God knows how long.
Pelumi, God knows how long.
I'm not talking about Pelumi, the statement you just made. You think Jesus wants to hear that?
It was a question.
It was not a statement, it was a question.
You
that should be questioning. He said that.
No, I said
that. You said that you imagine it. God said I should not be having thoughts like that. Devilish thoughts.
Please tell me. I think of
Church up your mouth. When we're song, they say you should not have thoughts like that. And you're having thoughts. It's not good. You imagine if you're imagining something, it's a thought.
I'm not.
It's a thought, Felipe. I don't thought you.
It's a thought.
Believe me, sounds like all these Nigerian pastors preaching online.
It's a thought, you know. It's a thought.
You're talking about it.
It's a thought. So, you know, it's a bad thing.
Man, what's next? What's next, bro?
Man, fuck this episode, can't I? So, you guys, if looky, I don't know, should we do this?
Girls, guys, no, let people actually say, but it won't be next week, sir.
We can do next week, whenever, after my exam.
No, we can drop it to mark Women's History Month. Yeah.
But who are the women that will come? Who are the women? Okay, let me just do this. If you want to come, text me, Fury, Brian, or Tammy.
Actually, no, Tammy is very unserious. We don't know whether she'll actually tell us.
Yeah, free Tammy.
You guys, Brian, should we use our song as outro?
Yeah, I think we should use our song, the X Vibe.
Which song?
Remember
the songs that we recorded in December that we posted.
It's true. Give them the song.
I'll use that outro. I still have demo because I cleaned my phone.
Guy, do like the first episode, like that the first episode. Use one as intro, use one as outro.
They give me stress.
I just want
you guys. You see the stress. Do you guys see the stress they give me?
If I broke down my business, but I care for the night, dude.
Shut up.
Guy, I just want a girl to take me out and pay for me. Like, that's what I want in this life, man.
Brian,
like,
you can take me out, though. I'm not complaining.
If I saw you in December, I'd have taken you out. Kind of like.
Word.
But Pelimi was my date start December.
Do you know what I want?
We know what you want.
To pass my SAT.
Oh, I thought those guys were about to see head.
That's what I thought too. I need Jesus. I need Jesus, cause clearly a lot of you have strayed far from the path of God.
That I've not.
You strayed far. I'm still deep in this guy. Out of all the hypothetical questions, you wanted to involve your mommy and daddy. Why? No, why?
Is it not you that was having thought about it?
I'm
feeling for those guys that come to this podcast just to hear Tammy's voice, then two back-to-back episodes that just gets to be highly disappointed.
Should we clickbait them?
I'm going to click. Of course, I was going to put Tammy's name there. I think I was going to put Tammy's name.
Just something like that, like Tammy's exposition. Just like Tammy had, like Tammy said something interesting in this episode. Just this day. No.
This brand, yeah, corny fool. I'm not seeing a fellow audience.
What do you mean? What? Wow, you're telling me that he goes like this. I think we need to know who the audience likes the most and likes the least.
Honestly, silence.
Public number one.
No, I'm lucky. Last, I would.
You said it by yourself. I'll make the poll on Spotify.
Fury is going to be first, and then I'm going to be last. And Pelimi is going to be second.
Do you know what we'll do? Who has been the most interesting?
Oh, guy, you see, they like competition.
I don't. It was Brian that brought it up.
I didn't say we should do it. This was a hypothetical idea. Are you going to actually?
Let's do it now. I'm down.
Look me. It's until they crush your self-esteem now. Until they scatter it.
Guy, they can't crush my self-esteem. I've gone through GSL. None of that can happen.
To be fair, guys,
GSL. None of that can even affect me.
You've gone through hell.
I've gone through hell.
That's just
no. See, that's why I don't think I can go to hell. Because you can't go to hell twice now.
Yes.
Go to hell twice.
Yes. It's true.
Some people are on the VIP list in that place.
Very right.
Some people have limousine.
Some people, big D's waiting for them there.
Five bedroom penthouse.
very humid, hot installation.
Shut the fuck up, all of you.
But our generation is the least health-fearing generation, I've noticed. I think so. Like, you know, back then, like, anytime people misbehave, they'll say, you're going to hell, you're going to hell. How many times do you hear that?
And people guys, it's a casual joke now, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Now, people, is a joke. But it's
that serious. literal songs, like, which one is going to hell?
Going to hell and ain't going to heaven. Like,
people are... It's not easy. I was saying he has the devil on his phone.
Yeah. I got the devil. Nah, see... People are telling me
I pity all of you. I do pity all of you.
Who is you? You mean them?
Who is all of you? I'm talking about also the audience.
Honestly, like, who is you? It's them. Them. I'm
not part of it's just for you to take it how you want to take it. If you
wait, do you know I heard something? I saw something on TikTok the other day. Because if you talk to multiple girls and you tell them, oh, they're the only one, that you're not a player. They're actually just a liar.
I've seen it before, Brian. I've seen it. It was a female that said it. I've seen the TikTok.
Yeah, but they're a player, someone that can tell multiple girls that they're not the only one he fucks with and they still stay with him. And that's a player. I don't like that's exactly why girls are players. Boys deceive, but girls are the real players, in my own opinion, Sha.
Me, I deceive. I'm not. If I'm talking to 10 people, I'll not tell you. It's only you.
I highly disagree with that, man.
Can you calm down? A girl can tell guys that she's talking to multiple guys, but they'll just think, oh, it's a competition that they have to just prove that.
People actually realize girls don't think of it as competition, no.
I think the guy would think of it as a competition. It doesn't
like, for example, if, one of your friends is trying to talk to someone, right? But you're not aware. For a girl, she can vex for her friend for trying to talk to the person. But if it's boys now, it's competition now. First come, first served.
Riga, I have a question. How clingy do you like a girl? Like, how clingy does she have to be? Or like,
I like her. I want her to be very clingy. I want her to be obsessed with me. Like, nah, like I don't like it. Like, deep said.
I think because I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, that's what. Like, no, like, I guess what Penny is saying, but that kind of clingy, like, not the clingy way if you post another girl or something, like, they'll just vex for you, but they'll be on your keys.
Yes, I want them to vex.
Nah, I guess tiring.
No, just show me. Wait, you mean jealous or clingy?
Exactly.
Show me you care.
Jealous? Sure. Jealous, yes, of course. Who doesn't want to? Me, I'm very jealous.
I get jealous easily. I beg, please, this life. Clingy, I'll be for me, big boy.
Don't give you your own space anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Like, there's no more, like, that's when there's no more you and me. It's always we. Like, no, I still out.
Oh, that's nice.
No, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
We can be
like sometimes you need your space from someone so you can like them and miss them more. Like, this space bar every day.
Space bar. If you do what I'm talking about, I'm not gonna say anything. Space bar.
Wait, yeah, what? Oh, I swear, it can't be what I'm thinking, Sha.
Telling me just shift.
Control, enter.
Control, like...
Oh, God, this life. I didn't mock anybody, Sha. Brian and Fisha understand what they understand. It's not my business.
I just want the fairness. If I broke down my business.
I don't like the chorus. The only good part about the song is Buju's part.
I like the chorus and Buju's part. The rest, I don't even remember.
Oh, you do. So, like, you guys, should we end it off here?
I feel like we need that girl's episode to end it off now. I feel like...
Yeah. So, if you want to be part, Sha, just text either me, Brian, Sherry, or Tammy.
Wait. Also, like, we want to say something, like, a lot of people now, like, the people that view this P have, like, gone down. But then, like, some of you that like view it consistently, and we love you guys, shall I? We won't lie.
Tell us. I prefer it that way. We know the people who are actually with us, to be fair.
Yeah. Like, the first time we did this thing, our attack was like 20. They were not like, what if we don't even get 50? Like, we thought we would not get more than 25. We even like, we're just doing it for like our close friends, to be fair.
Yeah. Everything's a joke.
Everything's a joke until it blows up.
Yeah. To get to 1,000 plays for this season, so that's
what we are about. We are about 34. anyway, 1,000, please.
Yeah, 6 episodes, 1,000. That's really good. And we didn't even publicize it like that. Like, we don't ask people to repost. We literally just post it on our private. And if you listen, you want to listen.
In fact, last week I didn't even post it. And the crazy part is, whenever you guys post it, I'm always asleep. I wake up to the notification.
Now, the best part is when people ask you, oh, what about the new episode? Has it come out? Like, that really...
I love when guys ask me, haven't you guys dropping the episode? Somebody told me today that, oh, it has become their new Sunday routine. And
someone was like, how far is my new podcast episode?
I need a new trim. This taper is fading out.
See these guys. You see how these guys been? We're talking about podcasts and our fans here. It's talking about his stream. Are you seeing these guys? Are you seeing?
Hey, if you're in Canada and you can, no, if you're in Ontario and you can braid hair, please let me know.
This is not going to end well, but
no, okay. I feel like, do they have to be female or male?
wait, so what? I'll go and put my head in between a man's thighs. No.
Oh, my
Me too. My trim is looking very bad. If you're in,
I'm not bathroom Brian. Don't worry. It's just hair. Like,
you guys need to stop throwing me on that bus. Like, stop this shit now. Like,
oh God, if you can do it well, I'll pay you as well. So,
guy, if you see, I need to come here too. If I need to see when you can, you can relax here or anything like that. Just
don't you have Baba?
Yeah, my brother took a break, guy. He's on a break.
These guys here are criminals. They are criminals.
See, all I'll see is money grows on trees. Just let me know. Just
my brother, I have to be booking appointments.
Same, I have to book appointments. Actually, no, he's on a break. I like female barbers. I like so.
Nah, please, my brother is a man.
No, I'm unlike him. So, like, if you just now to cut hair and you have, like, you know.
Okay, so you guys,
and if you are Igbo,
shut the fuck up, Brian. Shut up. So you guys, basically, we'll try and do the females episode next to end everything off. So if you guys want to participate, just text in your.
Also, if you like biting uncles, like just.
And you can't be shy. You know that you'll be here and you'll be silent.
Yes, please.
As far as you just know, if you're coming, you'll talk small. You open your yams.
You open your yams small, you know. Entertain the level small.
Pelumi. Virgil, this guy.
I said entertain the level small.
You open your yams small and entertain. you know that I've been clipped some things we say, you actually get to be trouble. Without context. Sometimes you say
they've clipped me like 7 times now. Allah, they've clipped. I don't even get it anymore. They'll be clipping and sending to me. They clip,
you know when you do wah. So, that's the problem.
You guys, thank you guys for
also listen to Subaru. Sexy album.
Subaru, but see, in fact, let me just say this, yeah.
Oh, God.
You know when X dropped 17? That's the way I feel about Subaru. Like, you can't listen to this and be expecting something. Listen with an open mind.
Fine, exactly.
Like, don't expect anything. Just listen. Like, if you don't like it, you don't like it, Sha. But for me, 10 out of 10. So far,
I've been singing Where It Touch Me.
I've been replaying it. Where It Touch Me, Where It Touch Me.
Touch Me. Swagger back to good album in general. Sha,
even you guys, you also listen to Kid Laroi.
Yeah, I get forget.
Guy, you pissed
me. Shut up. Keep waiting. Late, yeah, we're in.
Kid Laroi.
TCC, we know what the song is for this episode, you know. Let's just give them some Final Champion.
The Final Champion is the song for this one, but why isn't our song? Final Champion will be next episode, Cha. Will you touch me? Why isn't our song for this episode?
I don't know how I'll do it, but I'll try my best.
But if you can't do it, Will You Touch Me, Cha? Final Champion. That's it.
It's me that's editing this now. Say this.
Oh yeah, you guys, it's been a good episode. I could do. Ah, yeah.
Hey, Tobato.
Tammy says hi spiritually. She's well, not physically, sure.
Ah, okay. This Coke diet is rubbish. if you're doing gym work and you think you still want to drink Coke, I beg, don't deceive yourself like me. Just buy the normal Coke. This Coke diet is rubbish.
That's a Coke diet.
Diet. I just remember this diet Coke.
Guys, do you know that my school vending machine scammed me? I pressed it for cherry Coke. Then I gave me two diet Cokes free.
Oh,
I regretted that thing when I drank
diet
it. I already bought it. So I was like, I have to try. I regret
this,
it.
This thing tastes like chewing gum.
Nah, chewing gum is a little better, guys.
No, you know, liquid chewing gum. That's what it's tasting like.
Do
you guys not cook?
Yeah, cook? I mean, I can cook. Guy, I can cook. See, my boiled rice is sexy. It's perfectly salted.
This guy's, I'm talking when I make eba with microwave, I'm telling you, I can make swallow. I make swallow the microwave. I'm telling you.
I'm talking about proper dishes.
Yes,
I can make
J rice. I can make. You see my pasta. I make J rice. I make pasta.
The other day, I made shrimp sauce with spaghetti. I will no cap. I'll go and show you right now. Like after we leave this.
Honestly, I feel cooking is a life skill. Like it shouldn't be something that's
I
that.
I love deep. Cooking, man.
You can follow YouTube tutorial and learn how to cook.
Exactly, you can follow YouTube. That's actually how I do it, honestly.
You can follow YouTube tutorial. Just don't. And but there are some things that you just learn over time, Sha.
I learned my own things from just watching the chef.
Nah, my mommy used to call me to the kitchen. She said, come and watch you. When you're there, who's going to cook swallow for you?
I was banned from eating swallow at a young age. I used to eat swallow every morning before going to school.
Ah, man.
Eban hot dog.
When I'm telling you in school, I eat eba twice a day.
We did eba eating competition. I ate 18 wraps, guy.
I can never forget that eba eating competition.
Pelimi was also part of it. Pelimi came second. Pelimi came second with 14.
We had class after math class.
We had sports and
it was math. Class. We had Mr. Mudashira. I can never forget. Can't forget.
See, I went to the back of the prep room. I got two chairs. I balanced for the two hours of prep. I did not do one single thing in that prep after it's
prep. To me, prep is a joke.
prep is a joke. I get some work. No, for like half of the time I'm playing.
Because to me, why can't you just give us the entire period, like from that 7 to 10? See, just do whatever you want. If you like, read. If you like, don't read.
Prep, I like that prep time too. We actually force me to, because sometimes I can procrastinate like heavy.
Nah, prep thing just me. See, for me, even right now, when it's time for prep, that's when I'll play. After prep, that's when I feel like doing my work. Not that you'll be forcing me to do work.
Forcing you.
What? I want to do it on my own time.
You want to do it on your own time.
Okay, what are you insinuating?
I think you have issues. I seriously think you have issues, Brian.
I have many issues.
Where are one, where are two?
Oh my god, you're so funny. Yes, that's all your girls tell you. You're funny. That's all they're telling you. They're lying to you.
Do you remember the snap I sent to you? Just be thinking about it. That didn't chuckle. You remember? Just be thinking about it. Do you feel proud of yourself?
I think at this point, this feels like what the hell are these guys on about now?
I didn't even know what. So Frey sent me one snap of him in the shower like this.
Shower? Not shower.
You guys have his screenshot. I was on telling me he wants to suck my crock. If you want it, come and ask.
Yeah. I feel like the scary part about that is that one may be true.
It's very, very true. You wear your stupid shower cap. I can never forget.
Are you serious? Wow.
I can
never forget.
Oh, I remember.
Yes, Daddy.
Frida.
Frida first step to me as Daddy. Frida first to me as Daddy.
Hmm?
Free. That's
he refers to me as daddy.
No, your birth way. I don't know why everybody wants me. Like,
please, just shut up. I don't want you.
Can you see? There's something wrong with both of you.
You can't want what you already have.
Okay, this one is certainly insane.
Like,
I don't want you. Don't want yourself.
See, you guys, I'm crazy. If you are crazy, I like you. Let's be insane together.
Harley Quinn.
I like them crazy. I like them mad.
Of course you do. I like to tell some of these crazy. Right, you know your past experience.
I like the ones that want to burn my clothes after we break up.
What? You like the ones that like stealing your pants to shit?
Yeah, I can't lie. Insanity is attractive.
Is that attractive?
You want me? Jesus.
No. It depends on how you use it. So that's stuff that you're like, damn.
That's why all those risky links, like the ones that you know you can get caught, those are the ones that will be sweetening you. Your adrenaline will be pumping. You'll be looking behind your back.
Yeah, you'll be looking outside this stuff.
One of you did help. God, seriously, one of you did serious help.
Man, at this point, I don't tire. I think it's time for us to, bring this episode to a close.
This episode is looking good to drop on Tuesday. It's looking good to drop on Tuesday.
Calm down. So, who's doing outro?
So you guys, it's truly been an hour in Lagos. You guys said some of the episodes were too short. I think we're giving you more than an hour now.
We'll stay true to our word. An hour in Lagos, an hour you will get. We'll try.
Don't say we don't last long, Sha.
Ah, goodness.
I know I last long though.
I last very, very long. If you want to stay strong,
if you truly want an hour in Lagos, just message me.
You guys, if you want a test run, you can always just hit my line. I can show you
honey,
how I don't
honey, 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 honey.
Yeah, I am. You don't need honey. To tell me. I know I am.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm simply just trying to give people the real experience of an hour in Lagos.
Yes.
I'm catering to the audience. I mean, we're men of the people,
we can give them rounds until I knock them out.
Bro wants to run biology practical.
I want to give you an experiment you never forget.
That was one of the top.
Okay, now, Pelimbo, I guess. Okay, winding is here.
Pelimbo on the letter to the state. No rest.
See, good night. Bye bye. We love you guys. Pelimbo loves you guys even more.
Oh, I love you guys even more. Yeah. All my fan females.
Honestly, you can message Pelimbo, male, female, whatever you want.
Plants.
Yeah, very
door cabinets. If you identify as a message from me.
You guys are very, very much.
Dove, Nivea, those are his best friends.
Brian, all of you, let me know. Bye bye. They've given Brian hand before, all of you.
Hey, done it.
Yeah, Brian, quick something. I was starting when it's 10.
You know, we don't have the same times, so I would do no.
I know, I'll start. So you guys, basically, what happened is that me and Brian kind of forgot to start something. And since it was me and Brian, I kind of started this piece. So we were just like, it was just better if me and Brian were the only ones here. Because this is, I think, 2 days after we recorded this piece.
Yeah, 2 days.
So basically, the question is just like, why we started this podcast. I don't know. Brian, we didn't really have a genuine reason for starting it.
We honestly started it just because, I don't know, Pelimi and I like talking. If you know us, you know that we love talking. We can say the most stupid shit, but also say the most sensible shit at the same time. It was meant to be for fun, to be honest. Like we only posted like on our privates. It was just meant to be for something that we do for our friends, honestly.
And it blew up. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it just genuinely blew up.
We didn't expect. I remember we were just like
20-25, and then at most maybe 50. And now we're getting 100.
We're like, imagine, we're never seeing it. We're just saying it's out of reach.
No, we're seeing. No, if we even get 50 now, we've not done well. Man. But like, Brian, can you remember how we thought of it? We're on a walk.
We're on a walk.
And the idea just came up, like, out of nowhere, like, randomly. And then they just came to our head that, oh, let's do a podcast. And the thing about me and Brian is I can't, like, we really don't give a shit, to be fairly honest. We don't give a shit. So we're just like, eh, nothing really happened if we started. So it's lucky just us and close friends that listen to it. But now we're just like, guys, we don't
know. If it was up to me, we probably might not have done this. But Pelimi really wanted us. He didn't want to let this
thing. Yes. Yes, I put pressure on Brian for us to start this P, and then we just be like, we need to add somebody that can actually genuinely, like, just kind
someone,
of
someone that'd be interesting. And
let's add Tammy. Even though you guys could not really hear Tammy, she did more than you guys think, because, like, the questions she came up with.
Yeah, Tammy always gives us lots of ideas. I'm even like, there was this one episode, I think the one before this one. Tammy was like, she couldn't really do it because I can't go up in chat. And it was just free me and Pelimi. We literally on FT, just brainstorming for like hours about
what. And then Tammy just came on and just gave us a fucking idea within 5 minutes. We're like, what the fuck? What the hell? Like, well, you know, the FaceTime call for like 1 hour, close to 2 hours. You gotta think of shit. And you just come up for 5 minutes and you've already given us an idea. So, like, yeah, that's just basically what we came here to talk about now. It's not really anything deep.
And, like, we wanted to, I don't know, like, finding out, like, what we wanted to do was hard to that. Because, you know, like, at first we're thinking of doing maybe guests every week. But now I realize that, like, after, like, that last one we had guests, we're like, it's a lot of work. And we don't always have chemistry with the people we have on it. So, like, we need to know you for a lot of time. Before we can actually have a
proper to do anything.
You guys like Fury and Tammy, and then we've known Fury and Tammy for some time now. And we had good chemistry with them, so I feel like it was better than just two people. It would be more fun. And honestly, having Fury and Tammy on this is the best.
A good idea. So you guys, that's all, to be fair. That's what we came to cap out. So.
Also, guys, let's just know your opinions on the songs we put.
Yes. Genuinely, you guys should text us about the songs we put. The first one and the second one, because, you know, it was me.
Basically everybody on the boys episode.
Yes.
Funny songs. And all of these were freestyles. It was just something we're doing fun, like, on our way back
from restaurant. Like, I just found it funny to, like, let's put it for the world to hear. Because I remember we put it on our parish, and then they deleted it immediately. Jenny, like, thank you guys. Like, Jenny, thank you guys for listening to this piece. I didn't think it was going to blow up like this. So, yeah, really appreciate it, to be fair. Tell me I should be here. But
thank you for liking, commenting, and subscribing.
Yes. Like, this is not fucking YouTube, Brian.
That's what I said. That's what I said in the first episode. I feel like I should see something. I should see it to you.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Hey, my God. Let's go, Jen. Oh, my God. Jala.
Man, that's you.
I'm a fan. Hey. I'm a day fair party. I love SF, see my folks. I love SF. Go for Morty, yo. Party to Sivon. Let's groove on the beats. Let's go now.
Yeah, let's go. I make so much peas, I can pay your daddy's school fees when he's going to uni. Don't test me, your dad is in love with me. Why? Because I am funny. No sugar, we only take honey. Got so many hoes that I can never be lonely. Next is Pelumi.
Warfare. Won't fake by me. OT sue me. But they walk back. Soca blue. Daddy, mon fait fou et ni. Talent wo. Mon fait fou ni en si.
D2. D2.
Tell up.
I cost my mood. I spend on the crew. I take what's due.
Mofejo.
I spend 30.
I spend 60.
Who spend?
Okay. I spend 90.
Jalo.
Why not 290?
Okay.
Go with my guys down to the bar, drinking some drinks, smoking some loud, bro. Pass that loud. I'm high tonight, feeling like Davido. I'm sweet in the middle. I'm on top. I never go down, but I'm on the low. Call Bonner for me, cause I'm on the low. I go with Anita, but I'm on the low. I go with anybody I want, but I'm on the low.
This babe, they feel me. She they feel about me, she the ginger. She they feel me. She wants the bola, bola. Give her plenty. You have plenty money. Miami, San Francisco.